Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Char.
This is Dottie.
Good morning, Dottie.
This is Betty.
Hi, Betty. I'm looking at the 15-day forecast. Gee, not much is dropping below freezing. That's nice.
Anybody there?
Good morning. I guess Brenda's a little bit late today.
Hi, this is Loretta.
Hi, Loretta. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Anyone else want to say hello?
Yeah.
Good morning.
This is
what? Sorry. I thought I heard Darlene.
Yes.
And?
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou.
And Betty.
And Betty.
And Dottie. Here.
And Dottie.
And Jean.
Jean. Where's Jean from?
Texas. Fort Worth.
Okay, that's a new voice. Is this your
good
first?
Good morning, it's Brenda.
Brenda, go. I just was going to ask Jean if this is her first time on the call.
Ask who?
Jean in Texas.
Jean. Is it?
I don't know. Do you have an answer? Jean, is this your first time? Did we lose her already?
I had my line muted. Jean in Texas.
Is this your first time?
Oh, no. No. 4 years. I'm just, where I can I get on?
Okay. Go ahead, Brenda. It's all yours.
So is this Dean's first time on the call?
Did we lose Brenda again?
This is Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Brenda, she's been on, but it's been some time since we've heard her talk, so maybe she just didn't have the availability to, you know, discuss it with us. But she's from, I remember June, if you're, I'm sure she's still listening. So anyway, yes, I do remember her.
I thought she said Jean. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. The first time it sounded like that, but then the second time she was June, so.
Yeah, June I know from, yes.
So good to hear your voice.
I was, who else is on the call this morning?
This is Karen.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Brenda, this is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, Mary Lou, did
yes.
you drink Jade Dreamzymes all day when you were sick?
Did I what?
When you were sick, I told you to be drinking your Jade Dreamzymes all day long and put a little Siaga in your water all day long. Did you do that?
You know, I didn't remember that you said that, but I did increase everything, but I didn't just tip it along all day, but I should. But
so increasing it, did it help you?
Yes.
If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, Mary Lou was pretty sick, and I was telling her when if I start to get a cold, I increase my Jade Dreamzymes. I actually will maybe do 5 glasses of water with jade in it during the day, and whenever I feel crummier, I just drink more of it, and then I'll have a big glass of optimized water or pie water, and I'll just put a little sprinkle of Siaga in it, and that's my fluid all day long, and by the next day, I'm generally well, and that happens very little, hardly never. So,
Brenda, and on that same note, because what you're doing is making your body very alkaline by doing that, the other thing that I've done I've done this extensively this last year, is just, I had a list that wasn't as well put together as yours that had the foods on it, meaning that it didn't have all the notes and everything. I so appreciate what you did. And I think you clarified that, and I don't know whether you want me to go ahead and send that down or whether I was still supposed to hold off. But anyway, I pull that list out, and everything that goes in my mouth, or nearly everything, is on the alkaline side, if I feel like my body is stressed a little, in other words, like I could be coming down with something, you know how you kind of get that feeling like, oh my gosh, my throat's just a little bit scratchy or dry, or shoot, I know I'm pushing the envelope. And between that and the nutritionals I've been taking as well as the other products, this last winter, there has been absolutely nothing that was there the next morning. And when I say the next morning, it's usually because I do a lot of late nights. And so I feel that the combination of putting it all together, I'm extra careful. Let's put it that way. I'm extra careful at that time. And I do pull the list out and look at, you know, which fruits are going to be the best, which are the highest in antioxidants. I take into consideration that as well in trying to keep my body fed that way. So I'm not, before I would do a drip system of sugar or things that would turn to sugar really fast. And now it's, you know, reaching for something that's slow processing, more greens, much more greens, healthy greens, those kinds of things.
So that's the first part for me. You're letting food be your medicine and medicine be your food.
Exactly, Nancy.
How interesting that you're following what Hippocrates said 100 million years ago.
Yes.
I wish you would hear that.
Can you say that?
Karen, is it okay? You were questioning the flaxseed. I'm still questioning the flaxseed because I've got, you know, as to where it falls. I don't think it's that, you know, maybe some of the things aren't that absolute yet or ever will be.
Right. And again, even though it's flat, even though it would fall into the acidic side, you've got to consider how little you're probably going to use it anyways. I mean, even if you use it on a regular basis, you're still not going to be eating it by the tablespoonfuls. You know, so it's not going to matter at that point anyway.
Was that the oil or the ground? Because I put about a scant tablespoon on my cereal in the morning, and that seems to have been, I'll just test for it.
It would be just the oils is my understanding.
Okay, that's
because
what you were looking
at. Flax seed would fall under the seeds.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought you were referring
to. Did you also on that, in the reading section, did it show a hyperlink there to actually pull up, or did it show up a bunch of just words?
Oh, I'm going to have to go back and look at that because it's been a while. Let's see. What do you? You didn't have page numbers on that, did you? If you can,
no.
If you can insert, because I don't have the program of availability. I think that was a PDF file, wasn't it?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it was. If you can go in and insert page numbers so that if people get it disconnected, like a paperclip off of it or something, they can put it back in order. I think that would be helpful.
Okay, I can do that.
And then just resend it, and then I will send it on down as soon as I get that copy. I'll know that it's okay. But let me, how far, what was that under when you said on the reading at the back?
Yeah, the last five pages.
Okay, and what was I looking for, a hyperlink?
It should have been a website that pulled up, and on my computer it just shows the hyperlink and then a bunch of words afterwards. And I don't know how many people that's gone through.
It hasn't gone through anybody from me. I don't see a under. You mean like an underlined link?
Well, yeah, just in or a highlighted link or something like that.
Yeah, I don't see that way.
Okay.
So if that's corrected on your other one, then that'll be good too. In the writing, there's no link that stands out. So I must have just skimmed right over the top of it.
All right. I'll go ahead. I'm going to be on the computer today, so I'll get it sent.
Okay, well, I'll put it out to everybody that's on my list, so. And then Mary Lou will get it also, so she'll do the same thing.
So you do that after you get the new one, Charlotte.
Right.
I just clarify something. You said that about eating totally alkaline foods for a day. Am I correct that we don't want to go too alkaline in general? We need a balance.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's pretty hard to get too alkaline in this day and age.
It is, and that's what I was going to say. A day here and there is not going to hurt anything.
Okay.
You know, but if you were consistently in the alkaline state and you were doing that, then, yeah, you're setting yourself up for some additional problems.
Well, I was on a three-way yesterday with someone who has just started radiation for cancer, and it was so interesting to hear her because she's doing this because they were battling with her to do it. You know, it's something to do. And she said, I know my body has to get more alkaline. I know I have to start eating, you know, no animals. I know I have to do this. And so if she were to go on a totally alkaline diet.
For 2 weeks.
Huh?
For 2 weeks.
Okay.
She needs to do it for 2 weeks to keep an eye on her pH.
Okay.
Once she gets it up to the 7.0, I would not go under 7.0 in her case. If she's already got cancer, but she needs to maintain it between 7.0 and 7.5. And again, I was just talking with somebody who has cancer, and she was looking at this water that takes her to 9.0, and I said, you can't do that, you know, because now you're looking at a whole host of other issues. And I know she wants to get rid of the cancer, but, you know, there's proper steps to doing it, too.
Okay.
No, cancer will not survive in an alkaline state. It just will not.
It's interesting. I said that to a cousin of mine who is a PhD, works for drug companies. I think he's a chemist. And when I said that to him a number of years ago, he said, who told you that? Just like that. And it's like, I had been hearing that in the calls for a long time. And, you know.
Yeah, no, they don't like for you to know that, but you know, why isn't that being taught to people in general health anyways?
Yeah.
And do they know it?
I don't know whether he did or not. Whether
Some do, some don't. Like my daughter's a nurse and she studied it in her clinicals.
Oh.
Yeah, so it is being taught at least in the nursing field.
Wow.
Well, I know that a few years ago with a, at that time we were very close, I mean we still are, but we just don't have the communication that we did before. A surgeon at me asking him, well, you know, how fast can that turn around and what can you do and how much do you study that? And he says, I don't know. You know, there's just things that you just take for granted when I was asking him about the acid alkaline. And he says, no, he just knew that he could not eat his mother's spaghetti recipe because it just really played havoc with his insides. And he discovered that by setting the tomato sauce that his wife would duplicate on a magnet, guess what? It wasn't as acidic. And he said, I have had no problem with that. Well, I had told him this goofy story about my girlfriend from the time she was 4 years old. She couldn't drink a glass of orange juice. And whatever she heard caused her, after she started, you know, working with the product, caused her to set her can of orange concentrate or orange juice, whatever she was using, on a magnet. And she goes, you know, it didn't burn and I didn't belch it. And she said, you know, now I can drink orange juice. And I told him that. This is a surgeon in front of a group of medical people. He told the story about being able to eat his mother's spaghetti sauce recipe for the first time in absolutely years without having an effect on it. So, you know, this is where our technologies come in. I don't know what your take is on that, Karen, but...
Yeah, there's truth to that. I mean, you know, we see the power behind using products to alkaline foods and things like that.
That's not an excuse to use them and keep eating them.
Absolutely right. And that's where I tell people, you know, you're wasting your money if you think you can pop a pill and fix the problem.
Uh-huh.
You know, you still have the problem.
Well, diabetics do that. People with high cholesterol do that. They think they can eat anything and the pill will take it away.
Yeah, exactly. And my husband's like that. He's one that believes that he'll just take a pill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of all people, he's one I just can't convince what he needs to do. And
we've been,
you know, there are people like that.
Do you think that I have a question.
I have a question. This is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie.
Hi.
I was taking care of my great-grandson yesterday, and he's 9 months old, and he had awful runny nose and, you know, and everything was really gunky and stuff, and so I remember Vance saying, you know, to give him, you know, that he gives his kids the lactoferrin and it stops the runny nose and stuff. So I opened up the immunity and I opened up the lactoferrin and I only put just a little bit in his milk and I gave it to him and he went for a nap and I'm like, oh God, please make him wake up. I was so nervous. Because it's, you know, I mean, it's not like my baby, you know what I mean? It's my grandbaby. And so anyways, he got up and he had no runny nose. It was amazing. And that wouldn't hurt him, right?
No. How old is he?
9 months.
Yeah, I've heard some controversy on yes, no, but I'll tell you, my grandson started taking a whole capsule at the age 2.5 or somewhere in there. I'm not sure exactly when we started him. And it never fazed him, even with the jade, it never fazed him.
You know, Karen, I just think back, and I know Nancy will and several people on the line, if they were on when we did Julia Leatherman and told, she's a registered nurse and has a degree in community health and has been working with the products for probably at least 15 years. And very, very active in the community in her field. And she says, my daughter-in-law just discovered something that you guys may want to know. She can use lactoferrin in place of antibiotics with her children. And she has had the same, actually better effect than she did with the antibiotics. And she said, you know, she gives them one capsule. They're maybe, I don't know how young they were when she started them, but they're still fairly young. And she said, you know, she just has the most fantastic results and hasn't used antibiotics since. She said they just, it works every single time, just the way it's supposed to. And she says, just real, now, I'm sure she's using some of the other things along with it, but she was using one capsule a day. In rare cases, she would use the second one. That was her comment. So if anybody has any questions from another, you know, healthcare professional in the medical field or that's been trained, just a little bit different, you know, background than Karen, but still really, really jumped into the alternative field. So, you know, I wouldn't hesitate to try it. I never yet heard of anybody that's done it that's had a negative response, let's put it that way, other than maybe some detoxing.
It seems to me that when I heard Dr. Knighty speak, he said that it's a product that is formed naturally in every cell of your body, and it's naturally formed in the colostrum, the stuff that comes through breast milk before the breast milk comes in that gives babies immunity. It's the same product. This is the same thing. So if that being the case, I would like to ask Dr. Naidu to double-check and make sure what we're saying is true. How did that hurt a child?
Well, I also mixed it up with the immunity, which I didn't think that would be too bad because it's mushrooms, right? Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
well, the other thing is it's a whole food, too, and what the body doesn't need, it will throw off.
I would prefer
TriMenic
or... Mother.
I know, I told the mother. I said, well, I gave him some of my concoction. I hope that's okay. I mean, after I did the fast, I should have talked to her first, but I figured, you know, I'm just going to give him a little bit, you know, and see if it helps. And it did stop the runniness of the nose and stuff, so we'll see. I called her this morning to find out how he was doing, but I haven't gotten a call back yet, so. I mean, I think I would have got a call, I think, if something went the other direction. But it makes you nervous, you know? I mean, you know the products work and everything, because my other grandchildren, they get headaches and stuff, and they come to the house to get the magnets, you know? Or if they have any sores, I mean, any problems that they have, they come here, you know, and use my product. You know, it's funny.
I had somebody ask me for an aspirin yesterday at work, and I said, you know, I don't have aspirin. I don't have it. I don't have Tylenol. I don't have any of it. I never use it. And it's interesting because I might, maybe once every 3 years, want an aspirin. but then I have to go hunting for it.
I know my husband every night he used to come home with a headache before we started with Nican, and I used to buy the mega bottles of Excedrin, you know, I mean, quite often. And since, you know, using the our products and everything, he hasn't had a headache since. So, amazing.
Well, you know, I wanted to discuss something, and today, everything we've been discussing fits into it. The other day, we were discussing the HDL and LDL cholesterol. Who was it that had low HDL and was concerned? I don't remember who it was. Are you there? Okay. Well, I pulled up Dr. McDougall. There has been a website where I've read about the cholesterol on there, and the good cholesterol, they said, is tied into inflammation in the body. As the inflammation goes up, the good cholesterol goes up because it's fighting the inflammation. And if you don't have inflammation, your good cholesterol goes down. But I don't have the sources on that, so what I would like to tell you is I pulled up McDougall's website, and September 03, if you want to check it out and print it off, he has a thing about good cholesterol worsens with McDougall. And he goes through and discusses the HDL and low LDL, and there's several other cholesterols that in there too. And don't be afraid if your so-called good cholesterol is down, because it's the total cholesterol that counts. And if you have a really high good cholesterol, you're going to have a higher bad cholesterol. So a lot of doctors who don't understand this will tell you, oh, no, no, you can't keep eating the vegetable diet. You need to eat some cholesterol. You've got to get that good cholesterol up. But when that happens, you have more heart disease. And he says there's no times when the low overall cholesterol, he says it's not associated with heart disease. It's when it's the opposite. And some people have better, it says, some people have better metabolisms and have better good cholesterol. The good cholesterol is in the stage of when it's leaving the body. In Japan, Africa, and China, they all have very low cholesterol. The lowest rate of heart disease and the lowest total cholesterol, and those with the highest HDL levels, like people in the United States and Europe, have the highest rates of heart disease. So,
I was just going to reference that. You know, we probably need to go back and reread the China study and start over going through the book again, because that's one of the main things he talks about. Well, I should say one of the main things. But anyway, that's very well covered in there. And the illustration he just gave was the words I was getting, Brenda, because he just talks about they have, you know, the people with the best health, because I've had the same thing happen to me. They say, your cholesterol is too low. You're crazy. You shouldn't be running that low. It can be totally dangerous to have a low cholesterol. Even with my HDL and my LDL being in a really good balance, and you know where they should be, there I still got chewed on for having a low cholesterol. And this is from a person in natural medicine. But you know, when you look at the longevity, how can we argue with 880 million people? No, can't buy that one.
Do you think of any numbers, Brenda, for the HDL, LDL, and total?
Totals over there were like, it was not unusual to have them actually go in the 100 or even under 100 range, if I'm remembering correctly, in the Asian countries.
Many people rationalize that their total cholesterol levels by saying that they also have high HDL levels. This rationalization occurs just among lay people, but does not occur just among lay people, but also among physicians. I have met people with total cholesterol levels of 285 who were told by their doctors Not to worry, because their good HDL cholesterol is so high, 75 or higher. Unfortunately, tens of thousands of people have heart attacks and eventually go to their graves every year with this false assurance of ringing in their ears. Just as HDL goes up, the total cholesterol rises, so too does the HDL fall as total cholesterol drops. This is one case for everyone who adapts to a low-fat, low-cholesterol regimen like ours. In studies of over 2,000 of my patients, we found that, on average, people reduce their overall HDL levels by 19%, 8 milligrams, from 41 to 33 in 11 days. Total cholesterol also drops an average of 29 milligrams. People on healthy vegan diets are sometimes told to eat meat because their HDL is only 25, yet their total cholesterol is only 125, a total cholesterol level that makes them virtually immune to heart disease.
See, mine dropped exactly 29 points while I was there at the 10 days, cleaning it up, and my HDLs were exactly where he wanted them, and the LDLs the same. So, you know, I can just attest to that from personal experience.
Yeah, Karen, this is Darlene, and I was the one that had called about cholesterol. And my total cholesterol was 123, and my HDL was 37.
An ideal level and your goal for is 150 or less, he says, for the whole thing.
So I just thought maybe there was food or something that, you know,
from McDougall's letter here, it sounds like it's perfect. Because as your good cholesterol goes down, so does your HDL. And from what I read from some other source, and I need to find it, is your body is managing itself. It doesn't need more HDL to protect itself from the inflammation issues. So...
Huh.
Don't, you know, he says, and it's real interesting, too, he says, as all this happens, doctors are treating risk factors and not really the disease. HDL cholesterol is a risk factor, not a disease. No one dies of low HDL. They die of rotten arteries. Focusing on risk factors, as the medical business does, by treating blood pressure, cholesterol, sugar, triglycerides and homeostatin with drugs cause little or no improvement in health and longevity.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And then I also read on there earlier about potassium. Potassium gotten from food, we were discussing food earlier, is far better than potassium gotten from supplements. He mentioned that, and people with heart attacks in the hospital will be fed the regular hospital food, which is brought in from outside vending people, which is, or made there, all about money, and they're giving them the same food that they had before the heart attack that caused them to be there. So, it's all interesting. I dig into it because of my blood pressure, and the LASIK he discussed in one other thing, not the diuretics that they give people for high blood pressure, instead of just reducing salt. This just one quick more thing, and I'll quit being on my grandstand. Here is three things I wrote down that was in that newsletter that I read this morning. Low cholesterol prevents heart disease. Low sodium prevents fluid accumulation. Low fat encourages better circulation. So with the China study and how we're trying to eat and working on eating, these are three things we work on: low cholesterol, low sodium, and low fat. Are there any comments or questions?
What did you say low sodium encourages?
Low sodium prevents fluid accumulation. You know, the first thing they want to do is put you on a diuretic if you have high blood pressure. They did me several years ago when they gave me blood pressure medicine, and I refused to take the diuretic. I said, heck no, I'm drinking pie water. I don't have fluid retention problems. I'm not taking this stuff.
And a low cholesterol does what?
Low cholesterol prevents heart disease.
Thank you.
And the low fat?
And low fat encourages better circulation.
Okay, thank you for repeating those.
You mentioned about being in the hospital, this gal I talked to yesterday, who is going to the renowned Cleveland Clinic when she had surgery there. What did they serve her after her cancer surgery? All the garbage food and routine hospital food, sweets and all that other sugary. She was pretty upset about it, and, you know, she knew that this was not what her body needed, but they don't. Good information, Brenda.
Brenda, were you concerned about your high blood pressure?
Well, I've never heard this before, and I'm just going to run by you while I go. I was out earlier at the clinic with my husband having his blood sugar still checked, because they still think he's diabetic, but his numbers are not. They're doing okay. So anyway, lady told this other one. Are y'all hearing me? I'm hearing a echo back of myself. Anyway, she said, she told this other man that came in for his, she said, are you eating your celery? She said, celery will help low blood pressure. I've never heard of that.
Low blood pressure or high blood pressure?
To lower your high blood pressure.
Blood pressure or blood sugar?
No. To lower your blood pressure, eat celery.
That is accurate.
Okay.
Yeah, what it does is it serves as a natural diuretic. It will remove any excess fluid in your body naturally.
And you know they tell you it has a lot of salt. Don't eat it.
It's correct. It's a correct sodium, though. And
oh,
it
wow.
is very, very good for you. So, yeah, even if you ate just one piece of celery, and I'm talking the whole piece, don't chop it up into two or three pieces. Eat the whole piece once a day. That will help control the water retention.
Well, this is my goal, girls, is to get off blood pressure medicine, and I'm trying to do it carefully, and I'll do it with the doctor. My blood pressure is previously perfect according to what McDougall says on medicine. He has an on-medicine pressure and an off-medicine pressure. So if you want to look that up, if you have the issue, take a look at it. Because I researched this because I'm passionately involved with it. But it, what I read, where was it? Oh, in the brochure that Karen sent down, was that these medications that they give you for blood pressure have the long-term effect equal to the blood pressure itself, which blew me away. I was like, oh my goodness. Okay, so my goal is to correct the issue as much as I can and pray that my heritage isn't going to affect it more. But
may I ask one other question right now?
Yeah.
I read somewhere that helped me, they had just come out with a study that said that, I'm sorry y'all, my phone's just going crazy. It's repeating back to me an echo every other word I say. Can y'all hear me?
It's echoing some, but we can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. I'll quickly answer it and then I'll be off of it. Oh, quit doing that. Want to know, I read, and I can't find the notes or if it was in a testimonial or what, when somebody is beginning to have macular degeneration, they were finding that most help was coming from diet. Did anybody else hear that? Or for macular degeneration, don't they need to be sure that they're getting all their antioxidants and all their nutrition?
what
the only thing I can say there is we've had some tremendous results in the past with macular degeneration with the magnetic products being used, like, before the sleep mask even, they were using just minis put into a little sleep mask. And, I mean, we had testimonies up the yin-yang on that. So that's definitely one thing I would add to it in our product line.
The sleep mask?
Yep.
Okay. Maybe it was just in a news article that I picked up because my mother-in-law had it and then had gone on Brian, and I knew her diet was not good, but I had heard that they were finding new research that diet made a part of the macular degeneration.
Oh, I know McDougall addressed that, too. I can't remember exactly what he said, but I know that was one thing. He didn't deny that at all. So,
okay.
You know, it's all together.
Okay.
And I think everything Brenda said today has been just incredible information. And
it has.
Karen's add-ons and everything else. So,
okay. You
know. I think it's all the same. It's all the same disease. That's what I'm starting to believe from stuff I study. Maybe you and Karen and everybody can tell me if I'm wrong on this, but it just comes up in different symptoms. It's all the same thing. It's all lifestyle. It's all stuff we come in contact with. I know that I have a friend with diabetes, and the treatment and everything that I read about, it all kind of the same as heart disease. It
doesn't matter which one you're addressing.
Pardon me?
Oh, it doesn't matter which one you're addressing. It's the same thing, yes, exactly.
It's all the same thing.
This is Loretta.
Hi, Loretta.
Hi. I kind of have the same problem. I have high blood pressure, and I've had high cholesterol, and I've been on the vegan diet now for about since October. And I'm doing everything that I possibly can do, but I'm still on medication. I did get off of my cholesterol medication this last time I went to the doctor. It was 178, and he said any doctor in the country would think that would be, you know, wonderful. And he says, I want it down to 150. And he talked about the Framingham study, which I guess is a study that's been going on for 20 years and is still going on. One-third of the patients on the Framingham study, their cholesterol was 179, and one-third of them had heart attacks. People whose cholesterol was down to 150, there has not been any heart attacks at all. I thought that was an interesting fact. So I told them I didn't want to take the cholesterol anymore. Mine was down to 179. I wanted to try the red yeast rice and see if I couldn't take it down naturally. But I'm still on the blood pressure, and I wish there was a way that I could. I'm doing everything I can to get it down, but boy, it's very difficult to get it down. And I don't dare to stop taking it because he said I'm a perfect victim for a heart attack or stroke. So I'll keep taking it, but hopefully it will keep coming down.
And that study is also referenced in the China study.
It is?
Yes, it is.
I didn't remember that.
And McDougall references it also, so. You know,
Loretta, I'm in the same boat, exactly. And the next thing I'm working on, other than tightening up my diet a little stricter, following the acid alkaline and getting a little more closely related to what I put in my mouth, paying attention to it a little more, is I'm planning on just beginning meditation. I heard is great, and making sure you get the exercise and make sure you have plenty of water in what you drink. Those are three things where I know I can improve. And also, anybody who's interested, go to Dr. McDougall's website and read about hypertension and look around there for it. I know he talks about the levels that your blood pressure should be. And on medication and off medication, and when it falls within certain levels, which doctors will still give you medication for, if you are on medication and you're in those levels, you shouldn't be, because it's more dangerous, he says, because it slows your heart down too much. So I think it's something that we need to educate ourselves about and start paying attention.
One thing I just want to add, and I know it's late, but if anybody watched the M&J show this morning, they had on about a sleep diet where people actually, by increasing their sleep to 7.5 hours, have lost weight, and they found that the sleep itself helps raise the metabolism. And I'm not even talking, you know, just the weight part, but if your metabolism is off, it's got to affect your blood pressure and your cholesterol and everything else functioning in your body. So again, those people who think that they are getting away with less sleep than their body really needs might want to reconsider. You know, the weight would be just a secondary thing as far as I'm concerned, because the blood pressure and the cholesterol and everything else of the functioning of the body is the main reason that we need to take care of these little things like exercise and water and what we put in our mouths and sleep.
Now we've come a whole circle, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to say goodbye this morning and talk again tomorrow. So if you have any questions or comments, bring them tomorrow at the first of the call, and you have a lot of time to talk about. Thank you for being on the call today, and have a good day.
Thanks, Brenda. Great call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.